You found an encore presentation of Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree on Radio TFI.
The following program is brought to you in living color. Color.
Weather today in the great.
And love you so badly.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up, to the east side, we finally got a piece of the pie. Fish don't fry in the kitchen, beans don't burn on the grill. Took a whole lot of trying just to get up that hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up,
moving on up
to the east side. We finally got a piece of the pie.
All right, and good evening, kids and kittens, and welcome aboard to Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree here on Radio TFI. I'm also broadcasting live on Facebook on the Radio TFI page. Well, today, I've got it right. By the way, it's March 3rd, 2018. Thanks for joining us. my audio player just took a crap. Messed up the open, messed up the first song. Let's see what we can do with all this. We just may have to talk for the next hour. Heaven forbid. That's going to be scary. let's do a little housekeeping first. Last week's theme was about family. Every song we played mentioned mom, dad, sisters, brothers, cousins, you name it. We played the song by Twisted Sister, The Pointer Sisters, you get it. This week, we're going to tell you right up front, the theme is moving. If we get the songs being played, we're going to be doing a lot of talking about moving tonight. Our good friend and my radio partner, John Shannon, moved what he likes to refer to as the Northern Command yesterday. I still haven't heard from him. I don't know if that's a good sign, if they made it or not, or if he just got buried in the Minnesota snow and they're living out of a truck now. So hopefully we'll hear from him on that. We'll know more next week. I'll be talking to him at the very least by Saturday when we do the taxi stand hour together. Once again, welcome aboard. We're going to try and get this thing going again. Just a reminder, kids and kittens, hashtag we call BS, hashtag never again. You see your local high school kids, let's support them on this. This is big. This is huge. It's time we made a difference. It's time that we put this thing to rest. We can't have this happen again. Let's move on. We're going to fire things up. With any kind of luck, we're going to get right back into Moving Out with Billy Joel. Or Rocking Down the Highway by the Doobie Brothers from 1972.
We'll be right back.
Now we're moving into Moving Out by Billy Joel. From 1977, I was 18 years old. Half the man I am today with twice the hair. Enjoy.
Tonight, I'll show you sweet delight.
And we're back, kids and kittens, and I did a nice little break earlier. I put out a lot of information. The only trouble was I didn't turn on my microphone. So I'm going to repeat all that again. First off, I want to say hello to Colleen. Thanks for watching or being here. Let's get back to the high school kids. Hashtag we call BS. Hashtag never again. Don't forget the National High School Walkout on April 20th. Of this year. That is the anniversary date of Columbine. It's very important. I apologize for the long bit of silence earlier, but as we like to say on the Saturday show, hashtag big time professional radio. Thanks, Colleen. I will stick with me. You just heard Let Me Take You Home Tonight by Boston. 1976. What a year that was. I remember it distinctly. I remember watching the tall ships go up the Hudson River for the bicentennial. It was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. It is 18 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back. You found Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree on Radio TFI.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Eisner?
Radio TFI.
Darn it, I told you, don't bother me while I'm in here. Eisner!
Hello?
It's Mickey Mouse!
Oh, Mr. Mouse, good morning. How are you?
What the hell are you doing to me?
Nothing, sir.
You're freaking killing me.
No, I'm not.
I got David Kelly calling me every 3 minutes. Why did we move the practice?
Sir, you told me to move the practice.
I didn't tell you anything. You must have misunderstood me.
No, sir. You said move the practice to Monday.
Hey. Listen, Buckwipe. I'm the boss. I make the decisions. You take the heat.
Right.
You move the practice.
Okay.
How are we doing with it anyway? Hold on.
Right.
Remus.
Yeah, boss.
Shut the hell up. I'm on the phone, Remus. Eisner.
Yes, sir. What was your question?
I'm telling you, I'm going crazy over here. Between David Kelly and now Michael Jackson calling me every 3 minutes, I'm going to go out of my freaking mind. Hold on. Remus!
Can't hear you, boss.
Stop it, Remus!
I'm calling the floor, boss.
Stop calling the floor, Remus! Remus! What's this in my hand, Remus?
That's your penis, boss.
My other hand, Remus.
Oh, that's a phone, boss.
Right. I can't hear anything, Remus. Stop sawing the floor.
Sorry.
Sir, the moves are working out very well. The practice is fourth in its time slot and moving
fourth
up.
Fourth in its time slot? Christ, are we even beating the WB?
Barely.
Oh, my God.
And the Michael Jackson thing was a rating success.
Of course. Hold on a second. Remus.
Yes, the boss.
What the hell are you doing with a harmonica, Remus?
Just play a little song for
you. Don't play it, Remus. I'll jam that thing down your throat. And get that bluebird away from me.
Oh, come on, bluebird.
I'm allergic. Eisner.
Sir, over 25 million people saw
Shut the... up, Eisner. Listen.
Yeah.
You see me, what I'm doing here?
Sir, you're on the phone.
I know I'm on the phone. Do you see what I'm doing? Use your imagination for crying out loud. I'm moving my hands up and down, side to side. I'm the puppet master. I say it, you do it. Now Fox is going to air all the stuff that you cut out of the Michael Jackson interview.
But sir, you told me to edit out all that stuff to make him look like
a freak. Puppet master, me. Idiot. Oh. Remus!
Yeah, boss.
What the hell are you doing now?
Fixing the floor, boss.
There's nothing wrong with the floor, Remus. What's this in my ear?
That's your penis, boss.
My other ear, Remus.
Oh, that's the phone, boss.
That's the phone, Remus. Get out.
Come on, Bruber.
Get out. Eisner?
Yes, sir.
Killing me.
All right, that was a trip down memory lane with an old Chevrolet commercial. It fits the theme of moving because get your Chevy, move across the country. That goes way back, way, way back. And we heard another tale from Mr. Mouse, the not-so-pleasant corporate guy behind the public facade. That's Mickey Mouse to you, ladies and gents. Once again, thanks to Colleen. You're keeping me going here, kiddo. Thanks a bunch. We're still having our little technical problems here. This week, it's not me. This week, it's the equipment. Next week, it'll probably be my upstairs neighbor, which I'm going to talk about in just a minute, speaking of moving. Right now, we're gonna check the weather around the country. It's 23 minutes after the hour, 8:23 on the East Coast. You found Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree on Radio TFI. In Seattle, it is 43 and cloudy. Santa Fe, New Mexico, 34 and clear up there in them mountains. I've been up there. It's nice. Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 25 degrees and snowing. There you go. Get your mucklucks on and your toques, kids. Where are we? Charlotte, North Carolina, 59 and clear. And right here in fabulous Fort Lauderdale, it is 69 and clear. We just came out of our warmest February on record. And the past couple days, it took us into March to get our February weather. But good gosh almighty, we got it. I want to talk about my upstairs neighbor a little bit, because this young lady is driving me cuckoo. Cuckoo bananas. Talk about moving. Well, since I've been here for 4 months, the first couple of months weren't so bad. Apparently, she's got a wild pack of dogs upstairs, ranging in size from Chihuahua up to a couple of German Shepherds. She lives directly above me, and I do mean directly above me. One day I mentioned to her about her little Chihuahua scratching on the floor and if she could just, you know, do something about it. Well, since then, since that day, it's been an utter war. I overheard her that little later that day going on and on about me. We have an open breezeway type of situation here in the building. I walked upstairs. I'd never been on the second floor. And I said, hey, what's going on? What's all the problem about? And she just lashed into me. So hilarity ensued because, as we all know, any good Van Ness can hold their temper for upwards of 10 to 15 seconds on a very good day. During the course of this conversation, she screamed out at me, you touched me, you touched me, and believe you me, I didn't get within 10 feet of this old hag. She's not old, she's younger than me. As I was leaving, I said, I've had enough of this, just please keep the dogs quiet. She said, I'm going to call the police on you. Well, 15 minutes later, as I step out of the shower, lo and behold, there's the pounding on the door, and there are the two of Fort Lauderdale's finest. Oh, they didn't even bother getting information from me because they knew her. They know her. they said, look, there's nothing we can do. She's just a, you know. With that, I got a hold of management. I put in a very bunch of complaints and threatened to move, et cetera, et cetera. Last week, I got an email from the building manager, and it said, we're serving an eviction notice to her tomorrow. My reply was, what time and should I bring popcorn? Now, I expected this would be done by March 1st, so I was prepared for a couple more days of nonsense. Well, it's been, I haven't slept, honestly, in a couple of months. So, I got home today. I was out running some errands, and boy, it was just, it was a solid hour of it. I finally got a hold of the property owner, and he's upset with me because I'm upset. He says, well, what would you like me to do? I said, I don't know. You said you were going to get rid of her. He says, well, she's gone as of April 1st. I said, you mean I got to put up with this for another 3 weeks? Now, mind you, they had never even conveyed that to me. I got the one little email, and that was it. And so I don't know that I'm on the best of terms with the building owner right now, but he can suck it too because, as I said to him a couple of weeks ago, why don't you come and share this place with me, and you can live underneath her for a couple of weeks until you resolve the issue. So I've got a couple more weeks of dealing with knuckle nuts upstairs. I now know when we lived on 49th Street, the building we lived in only had four apartments. The ground floor was the McManus Democratic Association. On the second floor was the Whalen family. Particularly Mary Whalen, the sweetest lady you'd ever want to meet. We took the third floor, and the Paprotas were up on the top floor. They moved in the same day we did. We had beautiful parquet floors and lovely closets, which my brothers and I, in short order, destroyed those. Now, my sainted mother would constantly tell us not to wear our roller skates in the apartment because we'd be disturbing Mary downstairs. Now, we loved Mary. From the day we moved in, that woman never carried a grocery up those stairs again. We were happy to do it. She always offered us money. She was sweet, very sweet. And so after a while, you know, when we thought we'd get away with it, we put our skates on upstairs and go clanging down two flights of stairs. And we would always apologize when we ran into Mary. And she was always very sweet about it. Oh, you're just boys being boys. And well, now I appreciate it because I've got this knucklehead upstairs from me. They got dogs scratching on the floor all night. She is beating on the floor just to do it. It's a sound that a dog can't possibly make. But, oh, my goodness, patience. What I need now is a little tolerance. I'm going to play a little something from back in the 40s that is as relevant today as it was the day it was recorded.
Ladies and gentlemen, the chief hope of our enemies is to divide the United States along racial and religious lines and thereby conquer us. Let's not spread prejudice. A divided America is a weak America. Through our behavior, we encourage the respect of our children and make them better neighbors to all races and religions. Remind them that being good neighbors has helped make our country great and kept her free. Thank you.
And that was Jack Benny. And that was recorded sometime in the 40s, probably just before, during World War II, just after. But if you listen to it, it rings true. It holds true today. There's not one word in that that doesn't apply to today. We're going to get back to the music a little bit, folks. And once again, our theme is moving. So we're going to hit our good friend Bob Seger in the Silver Bullet Band, Night Moves.
Radio TFI.
Use a few pounds, tight pants, points, hollering out. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high. Way up firm and high. Out past the cornfields where the woods got heavy, out in the back seat of my 60 Chevy. sore. And we'd steal away every chance we could, to the back room, to the alley, or the trusty woods. I used our shields, me, but neither one cared. We were getting our share, working on our nine moves, trying to lose a awkward teenage. Sound of thunder, how far off I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962. Ain't it funny how the night moves when you just don't seem to have as much to lose? Strange how the night moves. With autumn closing in, night moves.
Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. There's been a request for the one, the only, Gil Christ. Gil Christ is my savior. Gil Christ got me through Hurricane Irma. Gil Christ speaks to this earthly existence through me. I am the vessel through which he speaks. For those of you unaware of Gil Christ, he is Jesus's cooler brother, without question. Gil Christ. You know, I know when Gil Christ is embracing me because I can smell the stale beer and cigarettes. Yes, sir. Gil Christ is here. I can feel him now. I can feel him lifting the wallet out of my pocket. There's definitely Gil Christ this year. Praise him. Praise Gil Christ. As my friend Mike King and I were driving up and down, running for our lives, Gil Christ presented himself. He said, you got any spare change? And we said no. He said, then go that way. Gilchrist is still upset with his old man. His brother got a holiday, his very own holiday. Gilchrist gets to bring back returnable bottles. Jesus saves, Moses invests, Gilchrist squanders. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids, kittens of all ages, Gilchrist wants you to call into this very radio show right now. He wants you to call in so that he can give you his special brand of saving. That special brand of saving will be to sell you something you obviously don't need and most definitely can't afford, but he'll find a way, and you'll be glad you did. Gilchrist is going to come back and join us in the future. I can feel him fading out now, and it's oh, wait a second. There go my car keys. Oh, always an experience when Gilchrist has left the room. Whew. We can, oh my goodness. We got to warm up to that a little bit. Gilchrist will join us again at some point. I'm just not sure when. But with that being said,
I don't know what it is, but it's moving.
It's Supertramp. Take the Long Way Home. With a long, long intro that I get to talk over for about another, I don't know, 30 seconds or so. Otherwise, it's just very boring. This is the kind of thing. That drives other people wild. Supertramp, great band, not my last girlfriend. Enjoy.
Joke out the neighborhood. Why should you care if you're feeling good? Take the-
Here comes the bandit, kids. All right, kids, a little bandit music for you there. Talk about moving. My goodness. They move not only beer, but an elephant in the second movie. Greetings again. You found Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree here on Radio TFI and on Facebook Live. This is the first time we've tried the video version of it. I'm kind of liking it. I appreciate all the folks that have tuned in on the Facebook. We certainly appreciate it. Some folks we haven't seen or spoken to in a while. And Miss Carruthers, yes, I will take that into consideration. I will take that into account. And once again, Joan is here every Monday between 8 and 9 p.m. Eastern Time for this very program. There may come a time down the line that we expand the hours or change the day, but for right now, it is Mondays at 8 p.m. We are also live, John Shannon and myself, on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time for the Taxi Stand Hour here on Radio TFI. John and I, as two old scratchy cab drivers, we talk about whatever comes our way because that's what we discuss on a cab stand. As often as not, it's Uber, taxis, politics, whatever, but you never know where it's going to go. A couple of weeks ago, we discussed Gotham, the Fox show that, you know, the Batman show without Batman. One of us likes it, and one of us thinks it's stupid. But I'll let you folks decide, because something tells me we're going to be talking about it again this week. once again, I'd like to thank everybody for joining us. It's been a fun night so far. I'm enjoying the video thing. I hope you guys are, too. We're gonna keep moving along with some of the music, although we're running out of time. There's a couple things I want to get to. It is 47 minutes past the hour, 13 minutes before the top of the hour, and I want to do my international weather check because I just get a kick out of it to see what the weather's like around the world. In Manchester, England, it is 41 degrees, and it is raining right now. Boo. In Seoul, South Korea, 38 and sunny. It's also 10 o'clock in the morning. Barcelona, Spain, 52 and clear. Manila, Philippines, once again, it is daytime, 86 and sunny. And right here in Fort Lauderdale, it is 68 and clear because this is just a great place to be at this time of year. We're going to move right back into the music now with a little CCR with that traveling band.
Won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land. Trying to get a hand. Hey, you need a traveling band. Take me to the hotel, bag is gone, oh well. Come on, come on, won't you get me to my room? I wanna move. Hey, you need a traveling band. Yeah, well, I'm flying across the land.
CCR from 1970. I got a little bit I want to play now, which really has nothing to do with moving, but it is funny as all get out. If you have ever, ever been bothered by a telemarketer at home, on the phone, I mean on your mobile or whatever, you're going to love this. This is from the Bob and Tom show back in the day.
I wanted to switch gears a little bit. Tom Mabe was our guest last week.
We've got
a lot of requests for this. He has a little stunt that he does. He leaves a tape recorder by his phone, and when the phone rings, he hits the button. And if it's a telemarketer, he records the call.
Puts him on a little bit.
And I thought we'd give this one a listen.
Hello? Yes, can I speak with Tom Mabe?
Who's calling?
Well, this is Mike. You've been selected to receive a complete digital satellite system for free. With this, you're going to...
Let me ask you something. Did you know Tom Mabe? Were you a friend of his?
No, I'm not. I'm just calling to...
Hold that thought. Hold on 1 second, all right? Hey, guys, get really good pictures of the body. Yeah, dust everything down for prints. Mike, you there?
Yeah.
Let me bring you up to speed. You've actually called a murder scene. Now, Mr. Mabe is no longer with us. I'm Officer Clark. I'm conducting a homicide investigation. I want to ask you a series of questions. First of all, what was the nature of the business you had with Tom Mabe?
I had no business with him. I'm sorry to bother you.
No, hey, hold on. Look, I want to ask you to stay on the phone. This call's already been traced, and we may need you to come in for further questioning.
You don't understand. I'm just calling.
No, look. You don't understand. I still want to be charged with obstruction of justice. It's imperative you keep your ass on the phone, Mike.
Well, how about you just talk with my supervisor then?
No. Look. We'll get your supervisor in a second. First of all, give me your whereabouts.
I'm at work.
You're at work?
Yes.
You being a smartass?
No, sir.
Let me put it to you this way, Mike. Say I want to mail your ass a letter. What would I have to write on the outside of the envelope to assure the mailman to deliver it right to your ass? Geographically speaking, Mike, where is work?
40th, Littleton, Colorado.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold on. That's cool.
Yes, sir.
Mike, hold on 1 second, all right?
Yes, sir.
Get the Littleton Police Department Homicide Division on the phone. Give him this information. Tell him he's being a sock connection with a fatal shooting and aggravated robbery. calm down. Hold on. Look, just back up. I got one more question for you, Mike. Uh-huh. As you well know, I'm sure, Mr. May was a flaming homosexual. There's no easy way of asking that. I don't want to embarrass you or nothing, but were you his gay lover?
What? No. What the hell? Kind of a question.
Look. If gay's your way, that's okay. I still know there's a lot of you gay people in that closet. Not saying I haven't thought about myself. You know? Say I was in Las Vegas or something, a couple drinks. Cute little Mexican midget. Sam Brown.
All right, kids, we got to phase that one out just a little bit early. Eddie Kendricks, Keep on Truckin', Part 1. That's going to conclude our moving theme for the night. And so we're going to wrap things up now. Keep in mind, we have other live shows on Saturday afternoon. Join John Shannon and I for the Taxi Stand Hour live here on Radio TFI, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 9 a.m. somewhere in the Midwest, somewhere there, and Stupid O'Clock on the West Coast. On Sunday mornings, also, you can join John Shannon solo by himself, mano a nobody, for the Shannon Files. John takes an hour and does whatever John does for that hour. It's actually pretty entertaining sometimes. He should have a lot to talk about this week coming up because he moved, and I can't imagine that went well at all, just basically from what I've heard and what I understand. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, we have this show every Monday night. This show every Monday night, 8 p.m., live here on Radio TFI, Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree. Mix it up with a little music, a little comedy, a little whatever. And we may go expand this show. I like the video thing tonight. We're going to take a much deeper look into that. And I am confident beyond doubt that Gil Christ will be back. He was hiding out there for the first couple of weeks of this broadcast, and we were waiting for an appearance by him. Also coming up very, very soon will be Mike King, and we're going to do our salute to disco. It's something you don't want to miss, or perhaps you do, but either way, we're going to do it no matter what you people think. And I want to say a special thank you to Debbie Carruthers for rooting me on here all night. Thanks, Deb. I appreciate it more than you can possibly understand. We're going to leave here now. This is something I have in the massive Radio TFI music vault. And because this gentleman was mentioned this week, I feel it is appropriate, nay, necessary, that we play his theme song. With that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say goodnight. Thanks again for joining us. If you're listening on the replay, why? Join us live. Have a good night, everyone.
Found the taxi stand hour. On Radio TFI.
Now we'll play the real one.
Taxi stand hour. On Radio TFI.